Yes, but no, I do it all the time.
It'll be an advertisement for
Tim Hortons. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Lake Girls. We are your hosts, Cassie and Tiffany. Welcome to the last week of October. Ew. Can you dig it?
So that means the holidays are coming.
Yes.
As soon as, well, all the stores already have their Christmas decorations out.
I sent out a snap yesterday. Not yesterday. Last week. Wow. My days are really off. Last week. Of a picture of the Christmas trees at Walmart.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's on!
I went into, because I had a somewhat of a Halloween-ish birthday party for my fiancé on Friday, and I was shopping around for last-minute things, and Kenny had everything that they, all their Halloween stuff, clearanced already. I was like,
they moved fast. Quick. I mean, the day after Halloween, though, you know I'm going to be at Walmart.
Buying Halloween candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, people aren't as excited about it as I'd like them to be.
Because you're a Christmas freak.
I love
Christmas.
You filmed
your first Christmas commercial.
Not filmed.
Aired commercial
today. I produced it and recorded it today.
Boy.
And I was so excited. And it was, I mean, literally it was for the wine trail. It was a shopping spree for Christmas. But
a holiday shopping spree
event.
Yeah.
And I did a commercial for it. But I was like, holy!
Christmas is coming.
And it's like 58 days away.
This
I'm super
first
excited.
Christmas in your new place.
House.
Yeah.
And decorating.
I remember my first Christmas in my new house.
Tell me about it.
It was very cute. Like, we decorated, like, to the nines, and we had a puppy, too. So it was first time, new puppy, and we got custom Christmas cards made with us standing in front of the Christmas tree. It was myself and Adam, and I was holding Toby, or we were both holding Toby, and we had Christmas hats on, and then we sent them out to all of our friends and family. Anybody who I had their address,
they were going.
When I went away to college, my mom actually filled out an address book that I got at grad night with a bunch of addresses. It was one of her summer projects. She's like, here you go, you have everybody's address now. I'm like, what am I going to do with it when I'm in college? But it came in handy when I did move out, and I sent out a mass. I really want to do another one.
That sounds so nice.
If you look at our Christmas card from the first year we were living there, we don't look like that anymore at all. And little Toby he was a tiny little puppy.
And now you have another puppy. This is the perfect year to do another card.
I know, so body transformation, new puppy, new everything. I really want to do I need to do it now.
Yeah.
Need to take the picture now. So
you
got to
get your
order
your
the cards and have them
too, though.
Well, you could. Yeah, you could.
What's your rule of thumb? Do you get a live tree?
To be honest with you, last year we didn't have a tree, so we had
you just ruined my world.
Like 3 foot tall fiber optic trees.
What?
They were small, and they sat on, like, a TV stand, and we had one in the living room and one in the back room. And I know that's, like, blasphemy, but...
You're hurting my heart.
On Christmas Day, we don't do anything, but we get up and leave on Christmas Day. We're never there. So I didn't feel the need to put up a big, fancy tree if nobody was going to see it. I did have a Christmas party for all my closest friends, but I don't know. Anyway, to make you happy, my grandmother also thought that it was blasphemy that we didn't have a Christmas tree.
Good
and
grandma.
Adam's parents as well. And so my grandma bought me one. It was
like a
on
fake
sale
one?
From Rite Aid at the end of the season. And she's like, it's really cute. I don't know if you like it because it's actually got like pine cones and... and
it looks
cardinals in
real.
It. Yeah. So prior to last year, we've always had real trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. I have no problem with that other than the needles.
Yeah. And sap, too. When the sap comes, you sticky.
And we also had an issue, too, a couple years ago with our hardwood floor and the water leaking from keeping the tree damp, and it stained our hardwood floor. And It's just been a learning experience all around. But
yeah.
So we have a tree. I just have to dig it out, and we'll get it up, and we'll be a little more Christmassy this year.
When will you put it up? What's your rule of thumb? Because I'm thinking the day after Thanksgiving, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's difficult, though, for me, though, because that time, like, the day after Thanksgiving, I'm always hunting with my father.
Oh, really hunting?
Yeah, like deer.
See, I'm hunting in a different sense. I become a hunter in a different sense.
So Thanksgiving-ish is always my time to go hunting with my father.
That's a nice tradition to have.
And we do it every year.
That's a really nice tradition to have. So you don't partake in Black Friday events?
I have. There have been times when I've really hurt my daddy's feelings, and I said, I'm going to go shopping instead.
Aw.
Well,
now you could do both, because if you think about it, freaking Black Friday starts so early now, which is obnoxious. I mean, I'm all about shopping for deals.
Or Thanksgiving Thursday, really, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm all about the deals. I'm all about shopping and the fun and excitement of it. You get, you know, the crazies out there trying to get the deals and everything. But I don't want you to break in on my holiday.
Was last year the first year that Thanksgiving shopping really set in?
Yeah.
I felt it was
like 4 or 5 o'clock people were allowed.
I felt kind of like an asshole the first time we were sitting at Thanksgiving dinner, and I don't necessarily work retail, but I have family members who do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go shopping. As soon as I leave here, we're going to go out. And then, you know, they were offended, and it never even occurred to me. Like, and it probably is the same thing for other people. It might not occur to them that the reason why they're able to go shopping is because other people have to forfeit their time with their families on a holiday in order to go work so that you can go shopping. And I was like, gosh, I'm so, like, insensitive. Like, how did I not think of that? But
do you have to be sensitive to that? Because if you think about it, okay, to go shopping, yeah. It upsets me as well. But, there's police officers, firemen, there's ambulance, EMS, people who have to work, dispatchers who have to work. I mean, there's no such thing as a holiday really anymore. Everybody has to work all the time. So I don't know if you should be sensitive to offending somebody, but it does suck. I agree, the suck factor is pretty high there. To work on a holiday. I used to work on holidays. It's not the most fun and exciting time, but
yeah. So my Black Friday was ruined for me not maybe 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
You went Black Friday shopping and said, I'll never do this again?
Black Friday shopping. I went midnight shopping.
Okay.
Out at the outlets.
Mm-hmm. Well, the worst place to go. Oh.
Because there was an ad that went out in, you know, the Thursday, whatever, Sunday paper that said that Old Navy was giving out a digital camera to the first 50 customers in line.
So you had to go wait in line.
So I went out at about 9 o'clock in the evening for what was going to be a midnight opening, and I was pretty certain I was going to be getting this digital camera until 11:45 p.m. when I couldn't feel any of my digits.
No.
Some group of four, like a mother and her children, who was friends with people who were in line in front of me, got in line in front of me. And I had put in my time, and I was the first person in line not to get a digital camera. And I almost caused a scene. And I'm like,
why didn't you?
I would be that person who's in the news for not getting a digital camera. I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to cause a scene right now? Because this is extremely unfair. And I got, what? I think I don't even remember what it was. there was like a consolation prize, some coupon of sorts. They didn't even give me one because they thought I had gotten a camera. And I'm just thinking to myself, what a waste of my evening. And I've had a bad taste in my mouth
since Black Friday.
Not necessarily Black Friday, but the really good deals, like the first few
too
people
good
get,
to be
blah,
true.
Blah, blah.
Question for you. That family of four that were in front of you, did each of them get a camera or did just one of them? Because that's also a deciding factor as well on how angry I would be. Because I would be like, you can give one away.
Well, it was a mother and her like two or three kids.
Younger, older.
And younger, but they did not get a voucher. But then I almost think that there were still, I think there was still one more person that also joined that group, like another friend or something. I was just so disgusted. And even the people behind me who also lost out on their camera were upset for me because they saw what happened. And they were like, it's just not right.
You should have said something. I don't know if I, you know, I'm a very soft-spoken person. I'm not. I'm very passive-aggressive. I will be so mad.
But what do you say?
Like, excuse me. I feel like in this situation.
Oh,
no. I would say it to this person and be like, excuse me, ma'am. I have been here since such and such a time waiting a couple of hours. And I really don't appreciate you skipping in line right now and getting a free camera when rightfully it should be mine because I put in my time here. And if she has a problem with it, that's when you go to store people. But I don't think if you called her out, I don't think that she would have called you out on it because she knows she had to know she was wrong. But she knew you would feel awkward to say something to her. That's why she got away with it. She did it. But see, if I were in your situation,
I do, and I think about it, and I'm like, should I have said something?
You should have. But if I were in the same situation, I probably would have done the same thing. I probably would have not said a thing, turned around, and was like, fricker, 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 fracker.
Yeah.
God dang it. Right. And then 3 years later, still have a bitter taste in my mouth as well. I mean, I have heard horror stories. I have heard absolute terror stories, mostly coming from my mother because she's the one that's the psycho on.
Mm. I believe it.
Friday. I mean, she can get you all of the right deals at the right time. I mean, she's got this mapped out, zoned out, knows what store she's going to at what time, has it planned to
now,
a
okay,
T.
Okay, so here's another thing. Do you go with, when you go?
Yeah.
Are you shopping for other people or yourself?
Other people.
And I've only, do you go with a list or do you go with the hopes that you'll find some awesome deal and you'll be like, this is perfect for?
Last year I did not part. No, wait, I went. Last year I participated, but I went for one item. I saw one item on a deal that I wanted to get for Marty for Christmas, and it was a golf club from Dick's. And literally, that's pretty much all I partook. Like, I don't go out and I don't do like a whole spree and like go all over Hell's Half Acre. That's not my style. I found one thing that really I wanted to get him for Christmas, and I said, I put it in my head, this is okay. I got to go here and get this. And I went there. It was fine. There was no lines. It was beautiful. I think it had to be 11:30 midnight. No one was in the store. Because everybody goes and gets the 4 o'clock deals, 5 o'clock deals, because it's freaking open then. I waited until midnight, and I got the deal that I wanted. Plus, I didn't have to wait in those massive lines and hear people being obnoxious and rude. Like, you won't catch me at Walmart. I got escorted out of Walmart a couple years ago. But it wasn't because I wasn't like rambunctious or creating a scene or anything like that. It was because I went on behalf of the radio station, and I was, you know, trying to ask customers what their Black Friday experience was like and getting it on air, and then giving them a Subway card for doing said interview. Literally, it was like a 5-second, hey, we're having a great time. Ah! Two very large Walmart men came and escorted me out and told me that if I wanted to come back and get the things that I had, because I was actually doing shopping while I was talking to these people. I had like a 3-thing crock pot my mom wanted. I had a picture frame, something else. They said, if you would like these, you need to come back without your equipment. Literally, it was a handheld recorder. I'm like, what damage am I really doing? No media What am I doing? Seriously, you guys have to slow your roll. Fun. And so I got escorted out.
That's such a sweet story. Something to be proud of, I guess.
It was my first time getting thrown off a scene.
Nice.
It was beautiful. Walmart. It was a beautiful thing. Go Walmart. but
I like to go to Walmart at, like, if I'm still awake, 3 or 4 a.m. Like, just go and see what everybody didn't want. And, like, when nobody's left.
Pilfer through it.
And just, yeah. Like, the past 2 years, I've gotten a couple of, like, zip-up turtlenecks with the thumb holes for running.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. They're, like, $5. And
yeah.
Buy them.
I mean, why not? You still get the deal. You don't have to deal with all the crap from, I mean, those lines.
But I'm only up at 3 or 4 a.m. if I'm not going out hunting. Well, really, I'm up at 3 or 4 a.m. if I'm going out hunting, because that's the time I get up to go out and...
Mm-hmm.
Be out there before the sun rises, which scares the Jesus out of me.
Really? Why?
I hate the woods in the dark, especially.
Oh. Is it like a Blair Witch Project kind of fear, or a you won't watch it?
Nope.
I watched it for the first time, partially. I watched like the first part, and literally it was like crackling of leaves and making you nauseous because the camera's going like
that. I know. Well, I actually got nauseous when I watched District 9, the alien one.
No, I haven't seen that.
It was formed in that same, like, first person, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Kind of, it was, like a sailor movie, swearing all the time, yeah. F-bombs thrown out everywhere, and you're like, all right, when's something gonna happen? There was a stack of rocks that was placed around their, tents. So, I mean, it was a pretty slow-moving movie, not gonna lie. All right. And then we stopped watching it. Because I wasn't super excited about it. But, I mean, hey, what are you going to do? But as far as Black Friday goes, I'm all about it. But don't intrude on my holiday. I don't like it. I think Thanksgiving, the whole day is just set aside.
For eating.
Eating and getting immensely fat.
What do you do for Halloween? For Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know. Relationships are so fickle. It's so much easier when you're single and doing holidays.
Can I just go on a rant right now about how much please. I absolutely hate the holidays when you have a significant other, because you're like, oh, are we going to your parents' place or my parents' place? Well, your parents don't make as good a pumpkin pie as my family does, and your parents' turkey doesn't have any salt on it. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Really? And so, realistically, I would love just to do, like, you go to your family, and I'll go to my family, and I'm entirely okay with that. And I've gotten that on smaller holidays, so, like,
but not Easter. The big ones.
Sorry if I offend anybody by that, but, like, so...
It is what it is. I agree with you.
So, for, like, Easter dinner, I'm like, go to your family, and I'll go to mine. That's fine. But for Christmas, that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Inexcusable.
I'll add something better. Have divorced parents.
Oh,
so then you
goodness.
Have four families to go to, because his parents and his other parents and then my parents and my other parents. So super fun. And I get them all in one day. The travel is just obnoxious. I've stopped doing all four.
Yeah, I wouldn't. We've actually started doing, like, multiple Christmas days, which I love.
Like the day before Thanksgiving,
the day before,
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Christmas Day after, it's mm-hmm. awesome.
It will save you. I kid you not, like, the day before Thanksgiving, we'll do Thanksgiving with his mom's side. And then Thanksgiving Day, Melody does this really great thing where she does it early, like, I mean, talking 1 o'clock you get there, 2 o'clock you eat, and you know till 4 o'clock hang out with family and have like family time, and then we go to his dad's house, because she loves her Black Friday. So I mean, you're in and out by 4 o'clock. Like, she's like, she doesn't mess around. Like I told you, she's total bad ass when it comes to Black Friday. If you want to talk Black Friday, talk to her. Because she has all of it laid out. She knows exactly what she's doing. But as far as this year, like, I will do Thanksgiving with my dad's side, and then Christmas I'll go to my mom's side, because it's just so hard, especially with my mom's side living in Rochester, and I really don't want to travel. Imagine. It's not fun. You're spending your whole holiday in the car.
The weather's bad, and
The weather's bad, I'm just like, no.
We should have like a crazy Christmas campaign where you have like 3 days of Christmas instead of just
one day. I love that idea. I love that idea. It would save so many things. Because then it alleviates the fighting of what family do you go to, and you need to be here, and you can't leave. You're leaving already? You're only here for like an hour.
Right. Or the fact that you feel like you need to eat at every one of them.
And oh, my Lord. Yes.
By the time you get to the fourth, you're like...
I should have worn my pants. I should have worn my stretch pants. Oh, my God.
Oh, I make sure never to wear tight
clothes.
Agreed. On holidays, especially Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I roll in there in a dress and leggings and bring my slippers and...
Relaxing it up. That's what I do. Same thing. Because it does. It gets so... I feel so uncomfortable at the end of the day. I'm like...
So do you have odd family traditions, or do you have a family member that always livens things up a bit, or
well, at my mom's house there can never not be a fight.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that we've moved beyond that in my family.
To think,
we never really
yes.
had very many. I mean, it was they were very few and far between, sporadic but big.
Bottle it all up and all of it just loads onto this one time.
It's like, we're not having Christmas ever again.
Oh my gosh. We don't really have a lot of traditions. Melody started one for Christmas where we have prime rib instead of turkey or ham. We have prime rib now. And I love that tradition. I'll take that any day. It's delicious. And it changes up the monotony of eating turkey all the time.
Do you guys do something after? Do you play cards?
Oh, we used to when my uncle, before he moved away, and we used to do a game of war between the family. The game war?
Yeah.
We used to play that. And it used to get pretty intense because my entire family is really super competitive. So that used to get extremely intense, but then they move away, they have their own families, and we haven't really played that as much, but it used to get pretty awesome.
Do you have a lot of children in your family?
Getting there.
Oh, see, ours is the opposite. Ours is going away from the children. We had at one point all of my cousins were very young. And so holidays were I'm the oldest out of all of the grandchildren by a lot. It used to be terrible. Your ears were ringing and it was just horrible. Mm-hmm. But now things are a little
calming down now that they're older.
They're getting older. They're turning, I think the youngest is probably 10, and that's awesome. And then there's some that are 13, 16.
So it's a little 18. Bit more calm, relaxed, chill.
Oh, yeah.
See,
and it's cool because
we used
actually
to be like that.
I feel like every time I have a family holiday, especially a big one, all of them are there, I'm meeting my cousins for the first time.
Again?
Because I sit down,
get to hear about what they're doing, what they're up to, who they are as a person.
I have female cousins who are now 16 years old.
I'm driving. Holy crap.
That's completely different mindset now. When I sit down to have a conversation with them, I feel like I can almost have a personal conversation with them instead of being how'd you do on your spelling test last week? That's just me. But the noise level has gone down a lot.
Oh, see, I love the crazy loudness.
Awesome.
I love it. When I was 16, 17, we were all about the same age. And that stunk. I didn't like it because it was a stuffy. But recent years, I mean, my nephew, he's 7. My sister-in-law has another one on the way. Then my brother has 2 kids. And my aunt has 5 kids. And my sister and she's 18, so that doesn't really count. But still, I mean, it's just like this big, crazy line. So you're a
fan of children.
Oh, I love children. But see, you don't really, you're not a big fan. I love it. I think
I'm like, yes, keep getting old.
I feel like kids make the holiday. I love it because they get so excited about gifts and they just tear things off, and it gets so much more fun when little kids are around opening gifts.
Christmas, maybe Christmas morning only.
Throughout the day, it does get pretty tedious. I mean, Marty has a 3-year-old niece who is just nonstop on a battery, can't, like, bing, bang, 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 banging a drum. I mean, we were with her all day yesterday, and I mean, it was just go, 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 go. Energy doesn't stop, and you're like, oh my God, where does this come from? But I feel like it's different when they have each other to play with, so I guess it's different.
Yeah.
What's a must-have tradition for you guys?
Tradition.
You guys have anything really for Thanksgiving or Christmas? Does anybody do the wishbone anymore?
We always used to do the wishbone.
We used to, too.
In my parents' house, but yeah. Now...
Not so much?
We pull it out at my house, because we always end up buying a turkey when they're on sale, and then after the holidays, we'll cook one at home.
Oh, there you go.
Have like a
turkey dinner? I've done that.
Because what I hate about going to other people's places for dinners is you don't get leftovers.
Leftovers. I love leftover turkey sandwiches.
So what we do is we'll, you know, when everything's on sale, buy all the ingredients like we're going to cook a dinner, and then not wait a couple months and wait till we're actually craving it again. Mm-hmm. And then we'll make a feast and we'll have it forever. And we'll just have like a
So good.
Thanksgiving leftovers in January or February. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome.
I agree. That's an awesome idea.
I'm trying to think, like, if there are new traditions, I guess, that we're forming in our household. It seems like we've done something different every year since we've been there.
Maybe that's your tradition. You try something new every year.
Yeah. My family, though, is notorious for ridiculously large, awesome stockings. My favorite part is the stocking. So
really?
My stocking, I kid you not, is as tall as my hips and wider than me.
Really?
You could use it as a sack in a sack race.
What?
But that's what it's huge. It's awesome. I love it. And that's what my grandmother always used to fill. And so then my mom got one somewhat similar for my house, but couldn't necessarily keep up with grandma so much. So, and then I made sure that grandma bought Adam a big, ridiculously large stocking. And so we have huge stockings at the
house.
What
do you put in a huge stocking like that?
Well, I like to put practical things in the stocking.
Okay, see? Okay.
So, a lot of times they take up bigger, you know, more space. So, I will go ahead and I'll buy the things that maybe Adam needs for...
Socks.
Yes. Underwear. Socks, underwear.
Yep.
You know, shampoo, deodorant. All those things that we're going to buy anyway. But it's fun to fill the stocking. Like, hey, yeah, you know, cool.
You got them.
And then
I always got them for Christmas, too.
Slip some awesome things in there every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Adam hasn't necessarily...
Embraced it yet?
Embraced the large stocking concept. the first year he saw my stocking, he about had a heart attack. and then he decided to fill it with wine bottles, which it is awesome. There was about 8 bottles of wine in my stocking.
Oh, Jesus.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, it's not what my stocking's supposed to be for. Put the 8 bottles in a box, wrap it, and put that under the tree. Fill my stocking. Anyway, there was a story behind the stocking, and the reason why he filled it was wine bottles was because him and my aunt went in on a 36-bottle wine cooler for me, and it was waiting over at my grandmother's house, so the family could see me open it.
Okay.
So I can't complain too much, because...
See, that's sweet.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But since then, I think, you know, the stocking just kind of goes by the wayside, and that hurts my feelings.
Well, bring it back. Be like, listen, bro, we're going to work on this year. This is our goal for this year. Let's fill it up with some running shoes and some running clothes and all that stuff.
Yeah, and Adam's kind of a last-minute shopper.
So is my dad.
He's like the day before, he'll go to the store and he'll literally, no, last minute, and buy what he needs and... What?
I remembered my tradition. Okay, continue your story, but I remembered my tradition.
I don't have a story. Go. You're so excited.
Because, but with you saying that, I completely, I remember my tradition. And this is going to sound so crazy to you, but I absolutely love it. And it was, there was one year that it didn't happen, and it broke my heart, and it hurt my feelings so much. Okay.
And now I'm remembering mine. Keep going.
Do you want to tell yours? Are you sure? No. Okay. All right. I'll lead it into you after I'm done, okay? See, my dad's exactly the same way as Adam. And my dad's a horrible shopper. He has no idea what to get Melody. And I always go with him. So on the day before, literally Christmas Eve, or like 2 days before Christmas Eve, he and I go together to a store and stores. And I pick out the stuff. He pays for it.
My dad does the same thing for my mom. Keep going.
And I go home, and he makes me wrap it.
Yes.
And put it under the tree for her.
Yes. Every year.
That is our tradition.
Yes.
And it broke my heart because one year he took my brother instead. And I'm like,
oh.
He didn't realize that it's something I look forward to every year. I mean, I make fun of him all the time for waiting till the last minute, but I can't get enough of the time that we spend together going to do this. It's so fun. And I'm like, oh, she's gonna love this. And he'll go for the same exact thing. She can't have chocolate, but he'll be like, all right, I'm gonna get her chocolate. I'm like, Dad, she can't have chocolate. She can't have that. Oh, but she'll really like this. Put it in the cart. It's for him. He'll get himself stuff.
Yeah, no, my dad never has any idea. He'd be like, so what?
She'll give a list, a detailed list.
Wants? No.
Melody,
mom goes with the
knows exactly what she
wants.
If you
know me well enough, you'll know exactly what to get me, kind of thing.
Ooh, that's hard.
My family, growing up, I always used to have to wait until my parents were both out of bed before my sister and I could get up, because it was tradition that my parents see the look on our faces when we came down the stairs to see the tree.
Aw, that's
so
cute.
So my father, the older we got, the more fun he had making us wait, like literally lie in bed until 10 o'clock in the morning and be like, I'm not sure I'm ready to get up yet. And then he'll go and he'll, oh, wait, Dad's got to go to the bathroom and get his coffee before he sits down. Oh, okay, now you can come downstairs.
Oh, man, that's torturous for a kid.
Another thing, too, was
that's
my
awesome,
mother
though.
Used to
that's
always
winning at
make
parenting.
Pillsbury cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning.
Yum.
Always. So, you know how certain scents trigger certain memories?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas morning, cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I smell cinnamon rolls, I think,
Christmas morning.
Santa came.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And we always used to leave Santa cookies and beer.
Oh, see, he doesn't get beer. I mean, that's promoting drinking and driving, but I mean,
well, it's flying. He's not really flying. It's the reindeer who we need to worry about. They can't have the beer. But so that's why Santa has such a large belly, because
he's got
he
a,
has
beer
a beer
belly. I love it. I love that tradition. Is there any tradition that you really want to, when, if and when you have kids, that you want to start with them or have with them?
I don't know. Definitely ridiculously large, awesome stockings.
Yeah. I can see you doing that.
I get so excited when I hear the word stocking. My mom called me one year to tell me that she wasn't going to do a stocking, and I had a meltdown. And she's like, I can see that this isn't going over well. forget I ever said that.
You'll have your stocking. You will. You'll have your stocking. Let's not panic.
Let's just hope that Adam watches this episode, though, so that he can be like, note to self, stocking is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Melody, she used to, like, shop all year round. I mean, this woman is crazy when it comes to the house. Like, overly, like, crazy amounts of stuff that she would get. And she'd see a deal and get it. See a deal, grab it.
Does she have, like, a closet where she hoards all this stuff all year round?
You would think. She just chucks it in, like, the area where she keeps all of everything, which used to be, like, her clothes closet, and now it is, you know, just everything that she collects throughout the year. And then, of course, you know, Black Friday, that goes in there. And I can't tell you how many times, and this is really funny, this is every year, Something I'll get, I would get something from that was popular the year before, and it's because
I finally got you that Furby you wanted last Christmas.
It's because she lost it or forgot she had it.
My grandmother always, I can almost always count on in January, I'll have some random gift and she'll be like, bought it for you a long time ago, and I found it at the bottom of my closet.
Exactly.
When I was putting the Christmas decorations away. Forgot to give it to you, so here.
That's exactly it, too.
Yeah, I know
like,
what you're
she does
about.
It completely. I just, I'm like, all right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And she'll come out with the most random things, and it'd be something that you never thought you wanted, but you're like, oh my God! How did you know?
Do you?
I didn't even know I wanted that.
Do they still have, like, a toy of the year? Like, remember how,
oh,
like,
they have a list.
Tickle Me Elmo used to, like, Tickle Me Elmo was the thing to get one year, and there were people literally fighting over them.
I kind of like in that movie with Arnold.
I don't have kids, so I don't pay attention to what the hot toy is, and...
Yep. There's a toy of the year.
They're probably mostly digital, like... A Nintendo something or other.
So for this year, is
or an iPhone.
It. This is weird. I don't even know what this is. Rainbow Loom.
Yeah. See, I have no idea. What is it?
It's like strings, and it's not digital at all. But it's like strings. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recognize these toys. Goldie Blocks and Spinning Machine. That's like a book and like a building thing. Activity Toy of the Year is Hot Wheels Car Maker, Crayola Melt and Mold Factory, Lego Minecraft. I think Legos are just historically going to be in the top 10 regardless.
So, the crayons, Crayola, you can melt your, make your own crayons, so mm-hmm. you can make, like, a rainbow crayon.
Yep. Play-Doh Perfect Twist Ice Cream. Despicable Me 2 is the boy toy of the year.
Boy toy.
It's a minion talking action figure. I would want that.
Just you know, saying. I saw Despicable Me for the first time, and it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought, like, the minions were, like, the focus of the movie. They're just kind of, like, in the background.
And they're hilarious. Eh. Infant Toy of the Year. You ready? Big Hugs Elmo.
Ah, Elmo's back! I'm so happy that Elmo was back. That's so exciting. I'm glad we looked. Maybe I'll get one.
Yep, Big Hugs Elmo, number one. Toddler Toy of the Year and Preschool Toy of the Year, too. Yep. I don't... For my nephew, he's so hard to shop for because he's so into technology. I'm just
I know,
like,
that's what I was thinking. Like, they're probably all into, like, these games and...
And every time I look at it, you know, one thing I'm not going to let my kid do is play on one of those machines all day.
My kids should want to, and I hope if I ever have kids, they... want to play sports and
exactly be outside. I remember a time, I mean, even when it was cold, my mom would be like, all right, go outside, don't come back till lunch. And you would go outside and you would play in the neighborhood because you could, it was safe to back in the quote-unquote day, and you would come back at lunch, get your lunch, be like, all right, get out of here, don't come back. And you got maybe an hour or two that night when dad came home and after dinner you're relaxing, you would watch TV or go in your room and play Sega.
Yeah.
That's what we would do.
Sega.
Sega. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic was my favorite. I loved Sonic and I had an Aladdin game that I loved.
Aladdin? I never had an Aladdin game.
Oh, it was awesome. He
ran Contra.
Through town and jumped like... all over the things and tried to he had to jump over burning coals and he jumped on top of camels that spit to like hurt your enemies. It's awesome.
What was your favorite Christmas toy you ever got as a kid? Can you remember? No. Is it that long ago?
Wow. I don't know.
You don't remember back to when you were a kid?
No, I do.
The toy that just, like, made you just so elated that you couldn't even help yourself? You? Oh, wow. Yeah, I do. It was this little white and black, like, Dalmatian dog. And it was, like, when they were first coming out with those electronic dogs that sat and everything. This dog peed. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it had a little
gosh. I probably got super excited about a Game Boy.
Oh, yeah. I got excited about the Easy Bake Ovens, too. I got one of those.
What a horror story of my Easy Bake Oven.
I never made anything good out of it. What's your horror story?
So I had an Easy Bake Oven, and my first thing that I made was a chocolate cake.
And yeah, it was terrible.
I made it for my dad.
Look at your
face. I gave it to him, and he said, "You know I don't like chocolate." And I never used my Easy Bake Oven ever again. I was traumatized. I got refused my first ever time trying to bake. It was foreshadowing. I never touched that Easy Bake Oven ever again.
So serious. I loved that story. I never touched it ever again. It was awesome. Dad, you couldn't just eat the chocolate cake. Couldn't just try it. Did you not? What'd you do with the cake? Did you throw it away or did you give it to your mom? Did you offer it to your sister? What?
I don't remember. That wasn't the... Who knows? I didn't like chocolate either. God. I don't know why. I don't know why I chose it.
Even better.
I think because you probably only got like one or two.
Yeah, you got like two packs
with your actual whatever it was, and
let's make food with a
who knows
with
what else
a
light. Easy Bake Oven.
All right, let's end on the high note. All right, that's our show for today, you guys. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Lake to Lake Girls. We'll be back next week. Amanda will be in studio with us as well.
We have a guest next week.
And we have a guest next week.
It'll be the executive director of the Waterloo Library Historical Society.
Yeah, buddy. Bringing him inside. Join us 7:30 start time.